It's great to be here this weekend as we celebrate the 75th anniversary of the founding of the Legion of Mary, and tonight as we honor Our Lady on her Nativity. All my notes fit on one page of the Franklin Planner, so those of you that use that tremendous time management system. I want to share with you tonight some stories about Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary, because we're so privileged to have a future saint as our founder. His cause has officially been introduced in Rome, and God willing, during our lifetime, he will be not only beatified, but canonized. Pope John Paul II has said that every religious order should go back to the charism of their founder. The Jesuits should go back to the charism of St. Ignatius, the Franciscans back to St. Francis, Dominicans to St. Dominic, because that is where the charism lies, in their founder. So tonight, let's go back to the charism of Frank Duff, that tremendous saintly man who was born on June 7, 1889, in Dublin, Ireland. His mother and father were both civil servants, and he himself entered the civil service. He was the assistant to the director of finance for the entire country of Ireland. Frank Duff distinguished himself as a young student at Blackrock College, a brilliant, brilliant young man. His family was a devout Catholic family. There were seven children altogether. Two died very young. He had three sisters and one brother that survived into adulthood. And Frank Duff, surprisingly enough, never married, even though somebody once asked him, "Mr. Duff, why did he never marry? He lived to be 91 years of age." And he said, "Why should I make one woman miserable when I can keep at least a half a dozen waiting in hopeful expectation?" Frank Duff was a genius in so many ways. In fact, he designed a new system of calculus. Once when he was riding his bicycle, which he loved to ride, he noticed that the gears weren't working as well as he thought they should, and so he sat down and diagrammed the whole system of gears and sent that to Raleigh, and Raleigh changed the gears on their bicycle because of what Frank Duff had recommended. He was a brilliant, brilliant man. He read fluent French. He read Latin. In fact, he read every book on the Blessed Mother published in French, English, and Latin from the years 1917 until he died in 1980. Every day, Frank Duff went to Mass. That was his routine, morning Mass. And he did that from the time he was a young man in the St. Vincent de Paul Society. It was the St. Vincent de Paul Society that truly inspired Frank Duff to take his religion seriously. Not only did he go to daily Mass, but he made a holy hour each day. He said the entire divine office in Latin every single day. Even when he was in the hospital, people would come in to visit him, and he would have his breviary. He prayed it every single day, the entire divine office, in Latin. He was known to be an incredibly holy man. There's powerful stories. If you've read the autobiography or the biography of Frank Duff by Father Bradshaw, you'll read so many times where the devil physically tried to hurt him. On one occasion, Frank Duff was walking down the hallway in his home, and on the wall was an antique mirror weighing about 200 pounds that was screwed into the wall. This mirror had one of these old wooden frames. As he walked by, it ripped off the wall and hurled itself at him. Thank God he was able to move away and it did not hurt him. On another occasion, one particular occasion, my dad was in Ireland and he was having breakfast with Frank Duff, and Frank Duff came down with a big patch over his head. And my dad asked him, "What happened, Brother Duff, or Mr. Duff?" Mostly they called him Brother Duff, because in the Legion, as you know, we call each other brother and sister. He said, "It's a strange thing happened. I was trimming my hair this morning in the mirror, and as I was cutting my hair, I felt a pressure jab my elbow up into my head." So Frank Duff had powerful stories like this of these conflicts with the devil. There's many other stories. We can't go into those tonight. But I encourage you to read that book by Father Bradshaw on the life of Frank Duff. Frank Duff was a man tremendously loyal to the Catholic Church. During the times when there was so much turmoil after Vatican II, he was the one who kept the Legion on track in its orthodoxy and loyalty to the Pope. The two doctrines that burned in Frank Duff's heart were the doctrine of the mystical body of Christ and the doctrine of Mary's motherhood of souls. He said these are the two principal doctrines of the Legion of Mary, that Jesus Christ is present in each person. And whatever we do to another person, we do to Christ himself. And secondly, Mary is the spiritual mother of each one of us. She is our spiritual mother. That all graces come to us through Mary. All the graces that Jesus merited by his passion, death, and resurrection come to us through Our Lady. These are the central doctrines of the Legion. And Franco said that we as legionaries should always be conscious of these two things when we're on our visitations, that we're visiting Jesus, but we should visit as Our Lady would visit her divine Son, to see and serve Jesus in our neighbor, in our partner, and in those we visit. Frank Duff is known primarily for his tremendous love for the Blessed Mother. He prayed the rosary every single day. He made pilgrimages in her honor. In fact, those of you who have heard of Loch Derg over in Ireland know it's called St. Patrick's Purgatory. Every single year, Frank Duff made that very penitential 3 days on that island in the very penitential place called St. Patrick's Purgatory. Frank Duff was a man of intense prayer and a man of penance. He had a particular understanding of Our Lady's relationship to the Holy Spirit. He wrote beautifully about Our Lady's union with the Holy Spirit and was tremendously in love with Our Lady. In fact, he got his love for the Blessed Mother from his own mother. One particular day, he was being taken by his mother to the dentist, and the mother leaned over to him and says, "Frankie, I would much rather sit in the dentist's chair than you, because I'd much rather experience this little pain than have you go through it. And that just, it says the words went through him like a dagger, just how much his own mother loved him. And he transferred that love to the love that the Blessed Mother has for him and for each one of us. Frank Duff has a tremendous love for the Eucharist. Again, he went to Mass every single day, made a holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament each day. He was a man of incredible brilliance, and he would read anything. He would read many hours a day, spiritual reading, books on the Church, books on Our Lady, as well as detective novels. He read every Agatha Christie book that was written by that mystery writer. Frank Duff has a tremendous sense of humor, as you well know. And he loved Irish music, he loved Irish songs, and he loved to tell Irish stories, and we'll be hearing about that in a little while from Patrick Mulhern, who's going to be singing us some Irish songs and telling us a few Irish jokes. So Frank Duff loved music, he loved bicycling, and, but you know, Frank Duff never, actually, he only drove a car one time. And you might have known the story of when Frank Duff tried to drive. The engine exploded, and he never drove again. The next 80 years of his life, he just bicycled around Ireland. Frank Duff had superhuman strength. Even though he was sort of a small, wiry individual, he had powerful strength. You should read some of the stories of what happened in Bentley Place, the red light district, when he and the group of legionaries in 4 years closed down an entire red light district which had been in operation for hundreds of years before. It was known throughout the world as one of the worst areas in the world for vice and crime and prostitution. Frank Duff tackled it. He, with the legionaries, went in, and within 4 years, they brought these 400 or 500 women off the streets, back to the sacrament, got them on retreat, got them off the street. And Frank Duff used superhuman strength on many occasions. On one occasion, a drunken sailor came up to him and tried to stab him. Frank Duff grabbed his arm and just with the twist of his arm, pulled this man on the ground. Another occasion, somebody came up to him swinging And he pulled out a punch and sent this guy flying. And he says it would have done Muhammad Ali justice. That's a quote from Frank Duff. One of the cute stories that happened in the life of Frank Duff was when he was 90 years of age, he was down in Cork, and he had just come out of the cathedral, and a group of junior legionaries were around, and they had, they were doing a recruiting for auxiliary membership and for active membership. And one little 10-year-old junior legionary named Paul came up to this old man and said, "Would you, sir, like to be an auxiliary member of the Legion of Mary?" And he says, "Why can't I become an active member?" And the little boy says, "Because you're too old." And he said, "Well, my name is Frank Duff." And he never forgot that. He lived, you know, in fact, he often told that story for the next year of his life. And he wrote a nice letter to that junior legionary, thanking him for that invitation to become an auxiliary member. Frank Duff had a tremendous correspondence with people all over the world. It's said that during his lifetime, he wrote 300,000 letters during his lifetime. In fact, to one Jehovah Witness, he wrote enough letters which contained doctrine on the Catholic faith to write an entire apologetics book. He corresponded with some Muslims and Jehovah Witnesses and Mormons over the course of many years. And my own parents had a stack of letters about this thick from Frank Duff at home. And when he would write, how he would do it, he would dictate on tape recorders, and he had four secretaries that would be typing these up. And then he proofread them and signed them, and he would always add a special note as well. And he was keenly interested in the life of each person that he met. And he treated each person with incredible dignity, from the princesses that we have in the Legion to the street people and the men and women that line the streets of Dublin. Frank Duff was really the guiding light for the Legion from the time it was founded in 1921 until he died in 1980. He was the one who sent Father McGrath to the Philippine Islands. In fact, on one occasion, Father McGrath was in Frank Duff's study, and Frank Duff had maps of every place in the world, all the different countries of the world. And on one occasion, he took Father McGrath, who was at that time about 75 years of age, and he pulled out a map of the Philippine Islands, and he knelt down on the floor like a little kid, and he unrolled the map and says, "Father, these islands have worried me my entire life, because there's very few priests on these particular, there's thousands of islands down in the South Pacific that were not being evangelized, that had not even, some of them had Christian ideas brought to them." And Franco says, "Father, I want you to go to the Philippines, and I want you to train legionaries to go into Asia and to the South Pacific to evangelize." So Frank Duff had an incredible desire to bring about the conversion of the world. And it was really Frank Duff who was the guiding light for the Legion. He was the one who corresponded with Edel Quinn in Africa. You know, if it were not for Edel Quinn in the jungles of Africa, China would have never had the Legion. Because Edel Quinn met Cardinal Ribery in the jungles of Africa. He then was sent, after he left Africa, to China. And it was Cardinal Ribery, because he had met Edel Quinn and was so impressed by the work the Legion was doing in Africa, that he wanted the Legion brought into China. And they got little Father Aidan McGrath way up in the northern part of China to come down. And he sat with the bishop, and the bishop gave him a Legion handbook and said, "I want you to start the Legion." And Father McGrath said, "In those days we used to obey the bishop." And so I started the Legion. And within a few years, he had over 2,000 Presidia. One year he had 1,000 Presidia. 2 years he had 2,000 Presidia. That's right before the communists came in to China and imprisoned and tried to crush the Legion, calling it public enemy number one. And we know, at least from the estimate, that about 4,000 legionaries were martyred during those 5 years of the communist takeover, about the years late 1948 to 1953. The estimate is about 4,000 legionaries, not because they were Catholic, but because they were members of the Legion of Mary. That's what their membership cost them. they were willing to give their life to serve the Blessed Mother in her legion. And Frank Duff at that time was so concerned about China, as he was concerned about the legion throughout the entire world. He tells a story of how the legion was started in the Philippines back in 1942, when two Presidia were started at the University of St. Thomas in Manila. And from those two Presidia in 1942, today they have 25,000 Presidia in the Philippines, and it's a Catholic nation. Back in the 1940s, the Cardinal said that the Philippines needed to be re-evangelized. They had very few vocations, very little activity in the church. But because of the Legion, which now has 250,000 active members in the Philippines, it's a Catholic land again, and tremendous vocations coming out of the Philippines. Frank Duff was the one who also was the guiding light to help the Legion be started in Korea, to help send extension workers and missionaries into Korea in the 1950s. Into South Korea, the Legion was started there in about 1950. Today, they're getting close to even surpassing the Philippines in the number of legionaries. What I heard 5 years ago, they had 15,000 Presidia in South Korea. 5 years ago, they had 150,000 active members. Many parishes had 60, 70 Presidia of the Legion of Mary. Many parishes had 3 curia of the Legion of Mary in one parish. And Frank Duff saw all this, and he was the guiding light and inspiration in so many ways. Truly a living saint. In the life of my own parents, it was Frank Duff who asked my mother to move from South Bend, Indiana, to start the Legion in Philadelphia in the 1950s. My mother was in the Legion in South Bend, Indiana, and she was active, and she began to correspond with Frank Duff. And because my mom was single, he said, would you be willing to give up some of your time, move to another part of the United States, and establish the Legion of Mary? So she did, in the 1950s, go to Philadelphia, and there was only one other Presidia way up in Reading, Pennsylvania, that had been started by a priest named Father Zoll, who was the one who later did my mom and dad's wedding. He started the Legion after reading the book, The True Devotion, by St. Louis de Montfort. After he read this book, and because of the Marian year and the Holy Year, he wanted to start the Legion of Mary. And he had a group of about 12 women, and my dad was coming to him for spiritual direction and for confession. And he had tried for 2 years to get my dad in the Legion, but my dad just kept saying, no, I don't think it's for me. Well, finally, one day, my dad went to confession, and Father Zoll said, Bill, for your penance, join the Legion of Mary. Because that was over 40 years ago. I said, Dad, what in the world did you confess to get 40 years? Talk about a steep penance. Well, he met my mom at a curia meeting, so it pays to be an officer. Okay? Those of you at this table, all the single young adult legionaries. In fact, there was one Presidium in Cork that within 2 years had 5 legion marriages from that one Presidium. I can tell you it was the most popular Presidium to join among young single adults in Cork. After my mom and dad got married, they went to visit Frank Duff on their honeymoon. They spent 4 weeks with Frank Duff in Dublin on their honeymoon, and they took Father Zoll with them on their honeymoon. It's the only couple I know that took a priest with them on their honeymoon. In fact, today is their 38th anniversary. They were married on September 8th, 1958. And on their honeymoon, they spent every day with Frank Duff, had breakfast with him, and spent a great deal of time with him. They went back to Ireland on a number of other occasions to spend time with Frank Duff. And Frank Duff loved children. He loved my little sister, Edelle. We have pictures with him holding Edelle on his bicycle. And people say, had I ever met Frank Duff? And I actually never personally met him, even though I got a few inches away from him, because my mom was expecting me on one of those trips. And so when Frank Duff gave my mom a hug, that's the closest I ever got to Frank Duff, just a few inches away. In fact, I was named after Frank Duff, and my sister Edel was named after Edel Quinn, But back in the 1960s, you had to have a saint's name so the priest would not baptize her, Edel. So they had to come up with the name Regina Edel, after Our Lady, Queen of the Legion, and after Edel Quinn. I was named after Frank Duff, my younger sister, Naysha. Everybody thought she'd be named Alfie after Alfie Lamb. But my younger sister, Naysha, was named after Father Ignatius Zoll, the one who got my dad in the Legion and who did my mom and dad's wedding. Frank Duff remained close friends with my mom and dad during their entire, until he passed away on November 7th, 1980. And my dad had the privilege of going to Ireland for Frank Duff's funeral, one of the biggest funerals in the history of Ireland. He said that there were thousands of people at the funeral, and when Frank Duff was laid out during the wake, thousands of people, it took 3 days for people to go through the lines. And they would go through and people would hand the legionaries the rosary. They would touch the rosary to the body of Frank Duff, or the Legion Tessera to the body of Frank Duff. And when my dad was there, he was hoping to get some relic from Frank Duff. Perhaps his brown scapular or rosary or his original copy of the True Devotion. But he didn't get any of those things. All he was given by a close friend of Frank Duff was Frank Duff's stapler from his desk. My dad says, it's a great relic because it's a second class relic, but every time you use it, it punches out a third class relic. So Frank Duff truly, I believe, is a saintly man, and God willing, he will be one day a canonized saint. So pray for his beatification. Pray for his canonization as well. It would be tremendous to have the founder of the Legion as a canonized saint. Frank Duff was truly a man devoted to Our Lady, and I encourage you to just do one thing. Read the book, The True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin. Frank Duff had to read it 6 or 7 times before he could accept it. He said he read it, he put it down. A friend said, read it again, so he read it again. And Frank Duff said that book changed his life. After about 6 or 7 readings, he said that's the book that changed his life, as it would later change the life of Pope John Paul II, Mother Teresa, Maximilian Kolbe, and many others. It was out of the True Devotion that the Legion of Mary began. The legionaries at that time were studying the True Devotion, and they decided to meet one night and have a special meeting. And at that meeting, they knelt down and prayed the rosary. And that was the 7th of September, 1921. The Legion of Mary grew out of the book, The True Devotion. It was because a group of individuals were reading the book, The True Devotion of St. Louis de Montfort, that the Legion sprang into being. A lot of people don't realize that the Legion of Mary, that name did not come about until many years into the beginning of the Legion. At the beginning, the Legion was known as the Association of Our Lady of Mercy because it was founded near the feast day of Our Lady of Mercy, and because the first work the legionaries ever did was visit the Dublin Union Hospital of 4,000 dying patients, the poorest of the poor, and it was run by the Sisters of Mercy. And so that early organization, which later became known as the Legion of Mary, was originally known as the Association of Our Lady of Mercy. But I think it's divine providence that we're now known as legionaries instead of mercenaries. So I'd encourage you to, first of all, pray for the cause of Frank Duff, pray for his canonization. Secondly, read the book, True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin. And thirdly, read the other writings of Frank Duff. Read Miracles on Tap, about how they closed down the Red Light District. Read his beautiful book, Victory Through Mary, because that's the word that Pope John Paul II said to him when Frank Duff visited Pope John Paul II shortly before he died. He said, remember, Mr. Duff, victory comes through Mary. And Frank Duff named the last book he wrote, Victory Through Mary. Read Woman of Genesis. Read Mary Shall Reign. Frank Duff has tremendous writings. We as legionaries should get back to the original charism of the Legion, which is the charism of Frank Duff. God bless you.